If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. Today we have another installment from the book, The Art of Everyday Assertiveness. Speak up, set boundaries, say no, take back control, get what you want. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Do you find yourself apologizing often, even in situations most people would think unnecessary? Does the word sorry live on the tip of your tongue? Do you utter it frequently, even when you've done nothing wrong? Many of us over-apologize as an instinct. As a child, you might have learned to avoid conflict or were expected to take someone else's blame. Maybe your parents taught you that it was polite, or they expected you to own up to your mistakes. The word sorry has become something we reactively utter. Whether or not we actually commit an offense, it just slips out. Though it seems like a harmless habit, it can actually lower your self-esteem, justify and reinforce others' poor actions, and potentially turn you into a pushover. There's no shame in apologizing for a mistake or wrongdoing. But what happens when saying sorry becomes an automatic response to anything that makes you feel even slightly uncomfortable? You might apologize when someone else bumps into you at a bar or club. You put your hands up and smile to show that no harm was done and find yourself scrambling to say sorry. Even though the other person spilled half of your expensive drink on the floor and you don't actually feel sorry, it seems like the appropriate response. As you imagine this situation, ask yourself if it was courteous to do that. Which result did you want to achieve by using that word? The compulsive sorry that escaped your mouth probably wasn't an apology. It was just a way to avoid confrontation and a possibly awkward situation. By apologizing like this, you tell others you are taking responsibility for the issue. That person at the bar may now assume it was your fault that the spilled drink almost came into contact with their new pair of shoes. In trivial situations such as this one, it doesn't really matter who is at fault. But when over-apologizing becomes a habit, there is an increased likelihood of it occurring in situations that do matter. You can imagine how this affects your assertiveness. Unnecessary apologies can send the message that you'd rather be agreeable than honest, and rather make excuses than assert yourself. Doing so frequently could make you come across as submissive or a pushover. This could make you a potential target for being taken advantage of at work and at home. Over-apologizing also creates an unnecessary sense of guilt and can undermine your own self-worth. When apologizing becomes second nature to you, not only do you remind others that you're responsible for what goes wrong, you're also directing that information to yourself. It's like volunteering to be the scapegoat and even trying to get others to reinforce it as fact. The cycle continues when you start feeling worse and people blame you even more. Before you start to apologize, stop and ask yourself two questions. Did I actually do something wrong? And if not, did I really want to communicate that I think I did? Apologizing could also be the result of a genuine desire to demonstrate respect. It becomes a problem, though, when holding others' opinions or reactions in overly high regard. One thing to remember is that we are all human, and we don't have to put any one person or ideal on a pedestal. Those well-intended attempts at politeness can sabotage us years later by turning into a people-pleasing addiction. A tendency to over-apologize may also stem from an aversion to conflict. People turn to it as a means of claiming responsibility in hopes of making a problem disappear. This preemptive peacekeeping strategy, regardless of whether or not you are to blame, can wreak havoc on your self-image. At home or in the workplace, you could be making yourself look incompetent or even annoy those around you with regular negativity and self-deprecation. Once again, that selection from the book, The Art of Everyday Assertiveness. Speak up, set boundaries, say no, take back control, get what you want. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Please make sure to visit Amazon.com for more information on this book and the author. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.